For Janet Reno, what had looked to be clear sailing in her bid to become the Democratic nominee for governor of Florida suddenly looks like very choppy water indeed. Recent polls show support for the former U.S. Attorney General is rapidly eroding, and the fortunes of her main rival, a man who was barely known statewide earlier this year, have suddenly bloomed. NPR's Philip Davis reports on the surprising candidacy of Bill McBride.
For most of this year, Janet Reno was the clear front runner in the Democratic field for governor. She had strong name identification as she toured the state in her little red pickup truck and as she hosted her nationally covered Janet Reno's dance party at a chic South Beach nightclub. As late as last week, Reno was still playing the front runner, agreeing to only one debate in Palm Beach County. There, she spoke in generalities.
If we invest in our people, invest in their future, in an education that can make this state competitive with other states in the information age, we're going to be so much better off.
But there was always a perception among the state party establishment that Reno could not win in November against Governor Jeb Bush. Party leaders like Doug Wiles, the Democratic leader in the state House of Representatives, said Reno could actually hurt the party's chances in conservative districts far from Miami, Reno's home base.
I think there is perhaps a perception that she brings some of the baggage of the Clinton administration along with her, despite the contrary, there is a perception that she doesn't reflect the interests of those specifically in the northern part of the state.
Labor leaders, fearing a Democratic defeat in November, turned to a then little-known Tampa lawyer named Bill McBride. Armed with that support, McBride went on to raise more than $2 million, far outdistancing a suddenly struggling Reno campaign. McBride has a carefully crafted agenda that focuses on education, and he comes with none of the baggage that Reno has amassed in her decades of public service. At his recent campaign events, which have attracted hundreds, McBride has already begun looking past Tuesday's primary and towards a race against Governor Bush.
This is an election about whether you want public schools that work or public schools that don't. This is an election about whether you want to start Florida down a different road of opportunity and a hope for everybody.
Adele Berga came from nearby Century Village, a huge retirement complex that's a Democratic stronghold. 2 years ago, Al Gore won there in a landslide. And Berga says she has nothing but respect for Reno.
She made a good attorney general, but I think the people here in Florida need a stronger candidate. And we have to beat Bush. Any way possible, we must beat Bush.
McBride, reacting to his quick climb in the polls, has run a positive campaign, refusing to attack either Reno or the other candidate, State Senator Darrell Jones. But he takes every opportunity to appeal to Democrats' thirst to win statewide, not just in liberal South Florida.
In the general election, what you need is a candidate that can run strong in North Florida, Central Florida, and South Florida. Democrats have been running real strong for the last several elections in South Florida and getting clobbered in North Florida and Central Florida. That won't happen to me.
Confirmation of McBride's momentum has come from a most unlikely place, the Bush campaign. It's begun running attack ads not against Reno, but McBride.
Corporate lawyer Bill McBride. Check the record. The American Lawyer reports that at his law firm...
The latest evidence of McBride's surging campaign came over the weekend when pre-election polls showed Reno and McBride running neck and neck. If his upward movement continues, Tuesday's primary could become one of the biggest upsets of this political year. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.